Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics podcast. Don Munson and Michaela Franklin, our volleyball coach, along with me here on the show today, whose team actually is, this is airing, will be in Manhattan, Kansas for a match against Kansas State. So we'll talk a little bit about that, a tournament, and then some big games coming up back here at home also next week. We'll clear all of that. But first and foremost, say congratulations at the Big Orange Bash. You open up the 2019 season going 3-0, taking care of Georgia, taking care of Wofford, and then taking care of Kennesaw State to get off to a 3-0 start.
Yeah, it was an awesome weekend for us, and obviously we love playing at home in front of our home crowd, and did an impressive job, our team, just battling on in tight moments, and really enjoy how our team is competing overall, but especially in some tight moments, and we came out going 3-0, which is always a positive thing for us.
All right, we were mentioning, kind of laughing about this when I said this to you. A little different team this year than you had certainly last year. Some really good talent, young talent on this team.
Yeah, we, you know, our players, we're still young, but we are a little bit more seasoned and have a little bit more experience with being on the court. You know, last year we had 8 freshmen on our roster, and so a lot of those young players got experience last year. This year we brought in 3 freshmen and 1 transfer, and so even when you bring in a transfer, obviously, and Jory Radke, she came with some experience, but just a little bit more seasoned of team, and like I said, I'm just really impressed with our team's ability to respond in tight moments, especially when you're the match or the set is in the 20s, and so a lot of that comes with experience, but I think the thing that probably is visibly noticeable is just the fight in our team and the feistiness that they have and the hunger to win and to be able to compete.
Kaylin Cordy was the MVP of the tournament and a great way to get her season started.
Yeah, she obviously, you know, when I watch kind of some of our replays and watch our team play, and in particularly her and the way that she's playing and celebrating, you can just tell in her actions that some of it's the celebration is she's kind of celebrating her taking a year off and putting it all out there right now. You know, she's celebrating playing right now. She's her passion and her love for the ability to play right now. You can tell that that's all kind of coming out after missing a year last year. And so really cool weekend for her. And she's definitely done a phenomenal job fighting to come back. But we always knew that about her, is that she's a winner and she's a fighter. And so, you know, she's definitely someone that definitely came around. And I think that last year sitting out for her actually opened kind of her volleyball IQ a little bit. She saw the game from a different perspective. She's always been a very passionate player, but now I think her volleyball IQ has increased, and so she's definitely has the unique combination of the volleyball IQ and the passion, which makes her a very fierce competitor.
And then I thought maybe one of the other things for you was Heather Carl Holmes was the setter of the tournament. You know, that doesn't sound like a big thing. It's a huge thing in volleyball.
Yeah, Heather Carl Holmes is someone that as a woman in the coaching field that I always respected and admired when I got into the game. She played at Clemson, she coached at Clemson, and then was a head coach at Wake Forest and passed away this past summer. And someone that didn't just have an impact on Clemson, but had a significant impact on the game and on the sport as a whole. And so we want to do something to continue to honor her for the impact that she's had on the game. And so this past weekend we had the Heather Carl Holmes setter of the tournament, and it embodied someone that, you know, Heather had this unique combination of holding a very high standard and expectation, but treating people extremely well. And I think that's was something that was very unique about her. She was a fierce competitor, and so we honored her with having the setter of the tournament, which went to McKenna Slavic, our freshman setter. It was pretty cool because McKenna also is from Illinois, just like Heather. She played for Sports Performance, just like Heather. And McKenna actually played on the Sports Performance 18 call team, which that team is actually named after her father, who also was a coach in the game and had a significant impact.
Well, I think it also just goes to show, hey, the camaraderie that is in this sport. You know, and especially when you're talking about something like cancer. Obviously, around here, all of us have been touched by it in some way, shape, or form. And I thought it was just marvelous that this is something that obviously is going to continue for as long as this program is going on here at Clemson.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that one of the things that when I first got to Clemson, you know, one of the unique things about Heather, she was one of the people that reached out to me. And when she was in town, she came and I showed her around. And I just remember the joy and the pride in her eyes when I was showing her around. And I think that just says a lot for who she is. Her mother, Cindy, is also someone who's in the area who comes to matches and just big supporters of the program. Obviously, they have personal ties to the program, but just quality people. So really enjoy having, obviously, Cindy around. But we're very honored to be able to continue to, you know, spread the word for Heather and keep her name and honor her.
Well, just a tremendous legacy, certainly there. I want to go back. I want to touch on summer months, if I can, because you and I bumped into each other a ton during the summer here in this building. It was because of just camp stuff going around that was happening. I mean, it seemed like every week I'm turning around and there's another volleyball camp going on, another volleyball camp. But that's a little bit about the growth that all of a sudden you're seeing in this game and especially here in this state.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things when I came and took this job is really wanted to expand the sport in the South. I think you'll find that there's a lot of athletes in this area. And so we just wanted to do what we could to continue to develop the volleyball IQ. I think that we felt there was a need to have kind of that elite camp, and you know, we just approach it with the mindset that we want to run a quality camp and we want to spark that passion and interest in the game for young players. I think you definitely see that happening too with players coming to matches and supporting us, and so that was kind of the intent with our camp. And our staff does a phenomenal job running camp with Kara and our director of ops and John Lucas, our second assistant, and Jackie Keir, our associate head coach. They do a phenomenal job with running camp and making sure that it's a quality camp where players are having a good experience and, like I said, coming away sparking that passion and interest in the game.
All right, so off as this is Aaron, like I said, you'll be playing at Kansas State today, your alma mater, against your old head coach. So a little bit of excitement, and also maybe a little bit of want to. Hey, I want to go back and let me show the Jedi Master what this what I've learned in this.
Yeah, I think obviously super excited to head kind of home, you know, to the Midwest and see teammates and family. And Susie Fritz is the head coach there, is who I played for. Jeff Grove, the assistant coach, was also there when I was there, and actually Di Loomis, who is the director of operations, was there when I was there. So, you know, really excited to go back and see them. But, you know, when you love someone, you want to beat them that much more. So looking forward to going and seeing them. And it's going to be a really good test for us. Obviously, anytime you're on the road is challenging. And K-State has a successful program. So I'm excited to get there and for the challenge and to see how our team is going to respond, and just really excited for this opportunity.
Well, you'll be there for the Kansas State Invitational, so you'll also get a showdown with Nebraska, Omaha, Central Arkansas will be in the tournament as well, so a good field there.
Yeah, Nebraska, Omaha just got a new head coach. Unique fact about Nebraska, Omaha, the athletic director there, Trev Alberts, is actually the father of our sophomore outside hitter, Ashton Alberts, so have some more kind of probably motivation for that team as well. Central Arkansas is a team that is very athletic and can do some things. So overall, it will be a really good weekend for us. And again, always being on the road is a challenge, but I think it will be a really good three matches for us.
All right, then you'll come off of that, and then you'll come right back home. And we want to push this next week because you got three matches coming up at home next week. It'll start with Appalachian State on Tuesday. Then you'll get South Carolina on Thursday. Then Wisconsin will be here in the building as well. So a big week also coming up for you.
Yeah, I was teasing my team the other day that I feel like we've finally kind of reached that point where we're excited to play now, you know, because we're seasoned and we have experience, but we might like to play a little bit more than we like to practice now. But excited for that. It's going to be a challenge, you know, just the Grind play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I think I really was happy with how this preseason schedule shaped up for us, because we just wanted matches that were going to help us and prepare us to get ready to be fighting to get into the NCAA tournament. And I definitely think that, you know, this past weekend with the Big Orange Bash presented that. I think this weekend going to K-State is going to present that. I think playing at home next week, those three matches are definitely going to create that. So good opportunities ahead for us. And I tell our team all the time that they're ready for this. They're ready for this challenge. And as a coach, I feel like I'm just in such a good place, because not like nervous, but excited, and excited to see how our team is going to respond to these challenges, because it's just so different than anything that we've faced since our time here. But most importantly, it's different because our team and our program is ready for that different challenge.
And with the advent, obviously, the ACC network, all three games will be streaming out there for people to be able to see. 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 3 o'clock will be game times on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. From that standpoint, are you already starting to see, though, a little bit of of this network that has been launched? What are the advantages that you feel like maybe that the ACC network will be able to bring your program?
I think the biggest thing for our program is just continuing to put the sport and Clemson volleyball on the map. But most importantly, to be honest, is the sport. It's for the sport and for ACC volleyball, putting us on the national scale a little bit more as being a Power 5 conference. We want to be one of the premier conferences in the country from a volleyball standpoint. I truly feel and believe we have the coaches in the conference, that we have a lot of great coaches in our conference that have the ability to do that. And so now we're gaining traction by going on the network a little bit. So really positive thing for the sport, for ACC volleyball, and then obviously for us as a program.
All right, when you look at your squad right now, it's still a relatively young squad when you just look at class, you know, from freshman, sophomore, that kind of stuff. But what do you want to do as you go about building this thing? I mean, as you go about, and I'm talking about throughout the year, chemistry, depth-wise, I mean, what's kind of the plan maybe in the back of your head?
Yeah, I think obviously this year we have a lone senior in Emily Curtis who has done a phenomenal job. And, you know, you can tell she's done a great job because her teammates want her to have a great senior year. That tells you a lot about the impact she has had on the program and on her teammates. I think moving forward, you know, when we first got here, we were bringing in talented young players, but those talented young players had to play right away. I think now as we move forward is we'll still obviously be bringing in talented young players, but they might not have to play their freshman year, or I might have to say get to play their freshman year, because we're going to have returners. I think that our juniors and our sophomores, they kind of had to learn how to do things without anyone showing them how to do it. Now what we're going to have is those upperclassmen are going to be able to show our newbies, that are freshmen that come into our program, they're going to be able to show them what it is, how we get after it in the gym, how we behave off the court. They're going to have someone to kind of show them what it is, whereas before they kind of had to learn it as they were going. Now as we move forward and develop as a program, we have upperclassmen that are able to show our younger players who we are as a program. I think that's one of the significant differences as we move forward as a program.
And right now, what would you feel like the strength of this club is, and from that standpoint?
I think that our strength as a program is that I'm really proud of how our team carries themselves. I think the confidence, the pride that our players have in the program, not just obviously I think people are starting to see because, you know, what we're doing on the court, but I feel like we've been making a lot of strides, you know, off the court, in the classroom, how we carry ourselves. And so our players have a lot of self-confidence, a lot of pride in what they're representing with Clemson volleyball. I think the thing that kind of makes this group to me unique is just the hunger. Man, they are hungry to win. And, you know, I don't think they're not just hungry, but they also, they believe that they can do it, and they're not afraid to work for it.
How about the league this season? How do you see the league kind of playing out and balancing out?
Yeah, I think, well, I was really impressed. You know, I felt like my first year in the conference that our top was very strong. I felt like year two, our bottom kind of had risen a little bit. And so that obviously helps our conference. I think that in year three, I think it's a combination of the two. I think that obviously there was some big matches this past weekend, you know, with Florida State beating Minnesota, and there's just some, that's a really good thing for our conference and obviously for us. So I think that the top of the conference is going to be really strong. I think that the bottom continues to rise, and overall across the board, that it continues to get stronger and stronger. And I think it's one of those conferences that on any night, anyone can beat anyone. Definitely have a healthy respect for everyone, in our conference. Also probably have a very healthy, respectful hatred for a few teams in our conference. Very much out of respect because of their coaches and things that they have done. And but, you know, I love our conference, and I think it's extremely competitive. I think, again, we have successful and great coaches in our conference that we love to battle with.
All right. Well, certainly, hey, enjoy the trip back to the alma mater this weekend at Kansas State. To go there and take care of business, though, let's get some business done. Then we'll look forward to seeing you back here for what's going to be a big week for you next week.
Absolutely. We're looking forward. You know, this schedule, we get to play at home a lot more this year. And we love playing at home. And, you know, Central Spirit, that's been packed. And their support has been amazing, as well as the community and watching that continue to develop and grow. We love playing at home. But most importantly, we love playing in front of our home crowd.
Yeah, Jervie Jim can be a pit now. And when we get it rolling and stuff, you don't want to be an opponent walking into that place. Again, all the best this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Michaela Franklin has been with us here on the podcast. For everything Clemson volleyball, everything Clemson sports, it's right at your fingertips. ClemsonTigers.com is our website address. Hope that you'll drop by there and check that out and keep taps of what is going on, not only with the volleyball program, but across the athletic programs here at Clemson. Once again, from Michaela Franklin, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers!